Hi, this is Claire Casey, and you're listening to 3.3 of Capture His Heart, which is Considering Commitment. The first section is called Top 10 Signs That He's Marriage Material. You've sampled the man buffet and have enjoyed some of the guys you've dated, chalked up lessons learned from other guys. But there's this one particular man. Well, you're starting to think he's a keeper. The real thing, the man for you. How do you know if he's the guy you should consider an exclusive dating relationship with? How can you tell for sure that he's marriage material? Because there's a big difference between Mr. Right and Mr. Right Now and simply saying, I just know. Well, that isn't enough. Here are the top 10 indicators that will help you determine whether he's a man with real potential for sharing the rest of your life with, or just another good guy you're glad to have known. Number one, he makes you feel great about yourself. Number two, you've both experienced considerable personal growth since you started dating each other. Number three, you both share the same family values and foundational outlook on life. Number four, he values your opinion. Number five, you've successfully discussed and agreed on some financial plans for the future together. Number six, you never have the sense that he's hiding something from you. Number seven, you have great sexual chemistry together. Number eight, you completely trust him. Number nine, the two of you have talked about marriage and or he's asked you to marry him. And number 10, your most trusted friends and family have affirmed your opinion of him. How many can you check off? Girlfriend, you deserve all of these before you sign on the line, which is not to say you're ready to stop dating around and jump in with this one guy exclusively. You deserve plenty of time sampling the man buffet. Don't rush yourself or you'll get a cramp. Seriously, it's awesome when you find a guy you think could be Mr. Right, but there's still more to consider before you go there. And don't worry, there are plenty of ways to find out if you're ready for an exclusive commitment or you'd rather simply date for a bit longer. So that's this next section. It's called Should You Simply Date or Are You Ready for Commitment? Now, don't forget, just because you're dating a guy, it doesn't mean he's the one, because you get to date for lots of reasons. I'm not trying to convince you not to commit, although I do think that our society kind of shoves that down your throat a bit. But here are a few reasons to consider simply dating for a while. Dating without commitment is fun. Dating is way more fun than watching old Family Matters reruns. Although I admit Seinfeld reruns are kind of compelling. But I was saying, dating lets you get out of your house, have a little pleasure, get to know someone new. Dating without commitment lets you test out new things. So let's say you're ready to try out the catnip principle. Try out your new sexy body moves or practice looking for conversational sugar spots. And see earlier Wake Up Gorgeous lessons for those if you missed them. Dating is your perfect opportunity for that. Dating without commitment reminds you that it is not your job to save anyone. If you're the type of woman who seems to keep bringing home the helpless lost puppies of the man world, dating without commitment can help you learn to break that habit. And once you're no longer looking for a pet project, you'll be much more ready to consider an exclusive dating arrangement. Dating without commitment reminds you that you don't need saving. It's the same coin the other side. You are not a princess in desperate need of rescue. You are a princess in command of her kingdom, and you get to hold tournaments in which men try to win your favor. How's that for turnaround? Dating without commitment gives you time to unpack your baggage, but not during the date, of course. Dating without commitment simply gives you time to work on some of the issues that either caused a breach in your former relationships or could cause one in a new relationship. Simply dating brings you some much-needed process and discard time. Dating without commitment lets you be your normal, attractive, not desperate self. Sometimes you may have felt like you had to twist into a zillion different shapes to be the person a particular man would be attracted to. Well, simply dating without commitment lets you enjoy being the person you really are, which will work out nicely in your favor if and when you decide to commit to a man. Dating without commitment lets you know that you don't need a man to feel happy. How great is it when dating is the cherry and the whipped cream on the ice cream sundae of your life? It's not the whole thing. I almost said it's not the whole enchilada. It's just the special, bright, yummy, sticky, delicious treat on top. Your life should make you happy. Once you really encompass that idea, you are so ready to add the man, which is the cherry, to the top. Okay, you probably knew all that already, but it's always a good reminder because you deserve to have a little fun. You deserve to enjoy some time growing into the sunshine and spreading your petals out under the sky. Now, what does commitment really look like? Committing yourself to one person can be an enriching and deeply gratifying experience, but it's also a risk, and you should know the realities of dating one man exclusively before you move forward with it. Here are some questions to ask yourself, and you really need to be painfully honest in your answers so that you can begin to evaluate your own readiness for an exclusive dating commitment and even eventual marriage. Question number one, does forever sound way too long? If you're with someone whom you already know isn't the right man, you probably don't think in terms of forever. That's a good indicator that you're with Mr. Right Now rather than Mr. Right. Nothing wrong with that, but don't make the mistake of committing. Question number two, can you envision your future lives together? This is the person you're considering growing old with and the only person with whom you'll ever be sexually intimate again if you commit. You'll grow into much of that, but you need a good foundation to work from now. Can you see yourself with him 50 years from now? How do you envision your living situation, your relationship with grown children, career, sex, finances, looking in 50 years? These are things you should think about now because once you commit, it becomes much harder to shift gears. Question number three, have you grabbed hold of your basic freedoms? Contrary to current cultural stupidisms, you don't lose all your freedom when you get married. You should be the independent, fulfilled, expansive woman you are now, even after you get married. The reason this cultural concept arises is because the two of you agree not to sleep around, right? Sex with one person is not the same as miserably shackled. In fact, it can be pretty damn good to get smoking hot with your one man. Next question. Do you have other priorities that you need to take care of? If you're trying to finish grad school, or if you have kids you need to get situated, or if you're trying to get financially back on your feet again, this is really not a good time to commit. It's a good time to date, absolutely. But save the commitment for when you feel solid and ready to put a chunk of energy into this relationship. Next question. Are you being absolutely honest with yourself? It takes guts and discipline to look at what you really want out of life and out of a relationship and not let that dream be colored by what other people want you to have. Before you commit, you should have a clear sense of your goals for life and know that this man could fit into them. Last question, have you established strong habits for self-care? What things do you do for yourself so that you remain creative, healthy, and beautifully in tune with your dreams, your surroundings, and your community? If you're still building in that area, this is a good time for you to date, but probably not yet time for you to commit. The next section is called Letting Him Work For and Win Your Trust. Now, in the first section above, top 10 signs that he's marriage material, number 8 on the list is you trust him completely. But before you rush right past that, tell me this. Do you tend to place your trust too easily? Because how wisely you place your trust in a particular man depends on at least the following 6 factors. The first one is a factor that only you control, and that's how well-adjusted and emotionally healthy you are. The next 4 factors you both have a say in. You and a man have a say in how long you've known each other, whether you've gone through some rough times together and come out stronger, how well the two of you communicate, and how well your interests coincide. And then the last one is a factor that only he controls, and that is whether he shows himself to be a man of integrity. So, what specific things can a man do to win your trust? First and foremost, he needs to convince you with his actions that he can be trusted. But you can also ask yourself, is he honest? Because integrity means that his words and actions match up 100% of the time. So does he let you see the real man beneath the public mask? And also, maybe this one most of all, does he acknowledge when he's wrong and do his best to make it right? Okay, as a bonus, I want to give you 2 little shortcuts to trust, because believe it or not, there is a way to build trust in a man or in anyone, really, even faster than usual. And that happens when A, someone you already trust vouches for him, like they know him or have known him for years or have heard so many good things about him or have worked with him or what have you. Or B, you have solid proof, and that means experience or stories of his integrity. That means his words and actions match up even before you begin dating. Now, this usually happens when you have a best friend in common with the man you're dating, or else he's a friend of your family and a trusted relative really likes him and thinks the two of you would be a good match. Last section of this part of Capture His Heart is called, Do the Two of You Communicate Well? This is about the amazing mystery of OMUW. My girlfriend and I were on a weekend beach trip together not too long ago, and she's been married for a good many years. So I asked her, what do you think is the secret to a long-term relationship? And she laughed and she said something sort of cryptic. She said, OMUW. That's what she told me. And I was like, OMU? I was wondering if I'd heard her right or if we'd both had one too many margaritas. What on earth are you talking about? And so she told me about the amazing mystery, which wasn't really a mystery as much as it was a brilliant and extremely simple piece of advice that she'd gotten from her own mother. 4 simple words, which had meant the difference between a solid marriage and a messy divorce. OMUW. Open mouth, use words. It had been her mantra, and it had really worked, because rather than relying on hints or hoping, believing that her husband already knew or understood what she needed, felt, and wanted from him, she relied instead on this basic principle. She told him as clearly as possible, with as little drama and beating around the bush as she humanly could. And you know what? It worked for her. And it has worked for me, and I know it will work for you too. In fact, if you follow me on the Digital Romance blog and Digital Romance TV, you'll hear me say it time and time again in response to so many of the letters and emails that women around the world send in. OMUW, talk to him. Let him know. Be clear, be direct, and tell him. And that's that's it. There's not another 17 pages of information on communicating with your man. Although there are some things in the worksheet for you about that. But it's just that one simple principle. OMUW. Open mouth, use words. It will take you so far.